Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf for Holding in Zvokim Daf Kuv Beis. The Gemara on top of Udala brings that who made Miriam a Mitzuras? And the Gemara goes through the list. Says the Braisa, is it Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is a Zar. He's not a Kohen. Is it Aaron a Kohen? Aaron is a Karev, he's a relative. And that's the Raya of the Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Kohen. Now, Chura is a very simple question. That many of the first you point out, the Marshal among them. So why does it say the Moshe Rabbeinu is a Zar? It doesn't say the Moshe Rabbeinu was a Karev as well. You should say Moshe and Aaron can make Miriam Tomei because they both are craving, because they're both relatives. Why does it say the Moshe Rabbeinu Zar and by Aaron a Karev it says Karev? So the Marshal says, you're right, you could have said that. I'm saying but Moshe Rabbeinu, in addition to the fact that he's a relative, he's also a Zar, he's also not a Karev. But there's a gewaltig answer that the Strafzer Rav brings in the Sefer Meir Nei Chachomim. And it goes like this. The Maharal, in this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayigash, the Maharal in the Gerarye says something which is very famous. And the reason it became so famous is because many of the Achronim quote this Maharal, who be Roishom, the Shmaitzo, the Balak Tzois, and this Agdomo to the Sefer Shmaitzo, brings the Maharal. The Maharal there asks, we know that Am Yisrael, when they went to Har Sinai, they had a din of gerim, and the din is the ger shenis gair kekotot shenoyel dami. When a ger goes through a gir, he goes through conversion, so he could consider to be like a newborn, and he doesn't have any din of kroivim, any din of relatives, with anybody that was related to him before he became a ger. So ask the Maharal, if so, why was Am Yisrael osur bekrivim? Why are they osur to the relatives? The Chazal bring that Am Yisrael were upset at the fact that they're also with the relatives. So Am Yisrael were also to the relatives. Why? If Gershin is Gai, Kikotin Shinoi Lindami, so Yimele, they consider to be newborns. If they consider to be newborns, so why are they also on the relatives? That's the question of the Maharal. Says the Maharal, by Am Yisrael, even though they had a din of Gir, it was a din of Gerus, still they are not considered to be Gershin is Gai, Kikotin Shinoi Lindami. Why is that so? Says the Maharal, the reason is because of Kadosh Baruch Hu kofo aleihem har kigis. Kadosh Baruch Hu forced Am Yisrael to receive the Torah by putting the mountain over the head. So Yimele, that's why they're not considered to be ger shenis gair kikotin shenoyel dami. And the Achronim go on to explain what the Maharal means. So the Pirion says, and it's also brought down in the Pachad Yitzchak, which has a very similar idea. What's the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu is forcing Am Yisrael to get the Torah? It's similar to what it says by the Rambam, that a person who doesn't want to give a get, you force him to give a get, because that shows his true rotzen, what he really wants to do. So what Kadosh Baruch Hu is forcing Am Yisrael to get the Torah is to show the true rotzen. They really do want to receive the Torah. Why? Because they're Bnei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the Am Yisrael. So Kadosh Baruch Hu can force them to bring out the real rotzen. So expense that period. If so, you have to say that Am Yisrael are not kekodesh shenoyel dami. Because if the whole kfiyah, the whole forcing, is to show what came from the avos, that means they're connected to the previous generation. They're not something new. Very similar to Kli Chemda says, just says from a different angle. He says, you can't force someone to do gerus. How can you force someone to do gerus? The fact that you force them, that means that it's not coming from now. That means it's already something that's in them from before. If not, you can't force them. So the fact that Am Yisrael have kfiyah sakigigis, that tells me that they're not kekotot shenoyel dami. They're not considered to be as the newborns, and therefore they are also mekriveim even after Mama Sinai. That's the pshat in the Maharal in the Gurayah in this week's Parsha. So zok those troftzel dover niflamoid. He says that's all true for the ones that kfiyas akegigis, that the mountain was put over the head. That's all Klal Yisrael were under the mountain. But there was one person who was not under the mountain. Who was that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was on top of the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu went to get Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not under the mountain Kfiyas HaKigis. So Moshe Rabbeinu was not forced to receive the Torah. He did it willingly. So Moshe Rabbeinu is the only Jew that you have a din by him of Gersh and his guy Kikotot Shneil Dami. He's considered to be a newborn, because he was not forced to get the Torah. He received the Beratzah. So Mimele, that's what the Gemara tells us over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered to be a Korev to Miriam. he's a Zar, he's not a Kohen, but he's not a Karev, because by him he's considered to be Gesh, he's Gaki Kota Shinoi Ladami. He's a newborn, he's not considered to be the brother of Miriam anymore. That's the Gevaldige Ostrovtza on this Gemara. And just small two-way horrors on the idea of the Ostrovtza we'll end with. Number one is, and this is already a aura the other Svarim bring, is that the logic of what the Kli Chemdo and what the Apurion are telling us still applies to Moshe Rabbeinu. Meaning, why is Am Yisrael can be forced? Because they come from the Ovis HaKadoshim. Moshe Rabbeinu also comes from the Ovis HaKadoshim. So even though he was not forced, but the logic still applies to him. So that's aura number one. Aura number two is just a few lines down this Amud. What does the Gemara tell us? The Elisheva, the wife of Aaron HaKohen, one of the things that she had that nobody else had was her Yevama, meaning her brother-in-law, is the Melech, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. But according to the Ostrovtza, the Moshe Rabbeinu is not considered to be the brother of Aaron, because he's Kikot HaShnoel Dami. So he mainly, he's not the Yevama of Elisheva. So that would be a aura, according to Ostrovtza, how does that work? Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomachshava Shurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.